You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The Karnataka elections have come and gone. The ugly verbal spats in the news and the cutting wit on social media aside, it was a fairly peaceful election. There have been no major incidences of violence. There was no one overly outraged by anything other than the usual news anchors. Even the news debate duels by the panels began to look forced after a while. But there have been exit polls, and what they tell us is what we'll look at on our story of the day. My name is Rakesh, this is Money Control, and you're listening to Story of the Day.
Story of the Day. Karnataka elections. What do the exit polls say? A Money Control exclusive.
The polling booths for the Karnataka elections were largely quiet and peaceful. Well, mostly because Karnatakas are a sanguine, temperate lot, not given to outbursts of any sort when it does not involve the Kaveri River. But let that not fool you about the drama that is taking place in the election itself. Exit polls by various eminent sophologists, agencies and media houses have made for some inadvertent comedy. To paraphrase witty online banter regarding the exit polls, we don't know if it'll be a hung assembly in Karnataka because, well, the exit polls are also hung. They can't all agree on the outcome. Half of them back the Congress, the rest the BJP. The only consistent observation is that the Janata Dal will end up kingmaker, which again, they do not explain with any degree of certainty. Let's break down the results of these exit polls. Wait, let's first look at what exit polls are and how useful they are. The definition on Wikipedia reads thus: an election exit poll is a poll of voters taken immediately after they have exited the polling stations. Unlike an opinion poll, which asks for whom the voter plans to vote or some similar formulation, an exit poll asks for whom the voter actually voted. A poll like this, done before voters have voted, is called an entrance poll. Now, one doesn't require an advanced degree in behavioral science to deduce that there is no rational reason to believe this response from a voter. Unless it's a passionate, politically involved voter, most likely the voter would like to be left alone and has no reason to not give you a random reply. Exit polls failed most famously in the Donald Trump election. Many voters simply lied to avoid being hectored by the media and their own liberal friends. It was one of the more anticlimactic moments in political history when the landslide for Hillary Clinton predicted by exit polls simply failed to materialize. That was the biggest lesson, to not take exit polls too seriously. But of course, she did go on to win the popular vote, but not the Electoral College. Some countries, like the UK and Germany, have made it a criminal offence to release exit poll figures before all polling stations are closed, while Singapore has banned them entirely during election time. During our own 2014 general election, the Election Commission did not permit exit polls to be published until 6:30 p.m. on the 12th of May, after voting had ended. The fear is that exit polls can feign predictions of a result that could dissuade actual voters from stepping out to vote. In fact, Section 126A of the Representation of the People's Act 1951 puts a ban on exit polls from the period between the commencement of the poll until half an hour after the closing of the final phase of the poll. The Karnataka election exit poll situation is another cautionary tale to not be too invested in exit polls. What do I mean? Here is the lowdown on the exit polls. One set of pollsters released their exit polls by various news organizations and survey agencies. The results, according to them, read as follows. A hung assembly is very likely, with many predicting that the Bharatiya Janata Party might emerge as the single largest party. Some other organizations suggest that the Congress Party could become the single largest party in what will be a closely fought election. These exit polls were announced after voting concluded in the state. Some sources claimed that the final voter turnout was 70%, marginally lower than the 71.4% recorded in the 2013 assembly polls. Other sources claim that the voter turnout is closer to 73%. With a 72.13% turnout, this election has seen the highest turnout since the 1952 state election, Chief Electoral Officer Sanjeev Kumar went on to say. Now that we have some idea of the parameters and the environment these polls operate in, how about we take a look at the various poll results? Counting day is on the 15th, that is the tomorrow, so we'll know soon enough which of these clairvoyants we can keep an eye out for henceforth. First up, the poll by one of the most popular English news channels, the Times Now VMR poll. The exit poll by Times Now VMR indicates a hung assembly, with the Congress emerging as the single largest party with 90 to 103 seats, while the BJP is expected to win 80 to 93 seats. The Janata Dal is likely to play, yes, the kingmaker, with 31 to 39 seats. In terms of vote share, the Times Now VMR poll has the Congress leading with 38.4% vote share. The BJP, it claims, will finish second with 34.6%. The HD Kumaraswamy-led JDS is looking at a 19.8% vote share. Other candidates, the independents, are likely to have a 7.2% vote share. Then there is the poll by Arnob Goswami's Republic TV. The Republic TV Jan Ki Baat survey has the BJP as the single largest party with 95 to 114 seats, while the Congress party will have to settle for 73 to 82 seats. The JDS will bag between 32 and 43 seats, the poll has gone on to reveal. Kingmaker, JDS again. The biggest Hindi TV news channel ABP's poll with CSDS claims the BJP will emerge the largest party, winning between 97 and 109 seats, but short of the halfway 112 mark. It predicts that the Congress will win between 87 and 99 seats. The India Today Axis My India poll showed a median forecast of 112 seats for Congress, just enough to cross the halfway mark. On the other hand, NewsX predicted 102 to 110 seats for the BJP, 72 to 78 for the Congress, and 35 to 39 for the JDS. Besides all the confusion in the exit polls, we should bear in mind that three locations are yet to vote. The Election Commission postponed voting for Bangalore's Rajarajeshwari Nagar constituency to the 28th of May, pending inquiry into a voter ID row. Around 10,000 voter identity cards were recovered from a flat in the constituency, leading to a blame game between the BJP and the Congress. The counting for this constituency will happen on the 31st of May. The EC said that there was definite inference, quote-unquote, to suggest that efforts were made to induce voters. It also cancelled polling in the Jayanagar constituency following the death of BJP candidate V.N. Vijayakumar. The chief electoral officer announced re-election in Lottegolhalli in the Hebbal assembly segment due to a faulty ballot unit. The real point of interest is that Karnataka is the last big state with a Congress party government. A loss here will leave the Congress with just Punjab, Mizoram and Pondicherry, which is a union territory. Should this come to pass, we are looking at the end of an era in Indian politics, like a tectonic shift. Well, the grand old party of India will no longer be perceived as invincible, but as just another contender. That is the reason some are labelling this election the semi-final, leading up to the finals, that is the general election in 2019. What implications do these results have on the final outcome, that is, the new government? Assuming no party earns a simple majority, the next government will depend largely on which party lands close to the halfway mark. In 2008, the BJP, with 110 seats, three short of a majority, poached MLAs from the Congress. In such a scenario, which is never ruled out, the JDS will have no role to play. On the other hand, if either national party is within shouting distance of 113, the Janata Dal will find itself in great demand. This is where exit polls again make their presence felt, though one would expect it would to a lesser extent, alliances between candidates and political parties. What impact does this situation have on business? Well, the lack of consensus among exit polls is making the stock market a tiny bit anxious. Ahead of the election result, the Nifty managed to close above the 10,800 levels for the fourth consecutive day in a row. But any disappointment at current levels could result in a knee-jerk response in the markets, which could push Nifty 50 closer to 10,600 or even lower. Based on the exit polls, the indecisiveness in the market should remain till the results, and this should be reflected with a VIX, that is the volatility index, in the range of 13 to 15%. The market should open marginally positive on Monday, and the overall positive trend is still expected to stay intact, was what Shubham Agarwal, CEO and Head of Research at QuantSap Private Limited, told Money Control on Sunday. Nifty 50 saw a breakout above 10,785 on Friday that has opened room for further upside until 10,900. However, should the BJP fail to attain a clear majority in Karnataka, analysts say a slip to 10,680 is possible. At the time of me telling you this, the BSE Sensex has only sunk marginally, down 0.11%, still maintaining 35,000 levels, but losing the 35,500 mark and trading at 35,495 as I speak. Nifty 50 is also down 0.19%, having slipped from the 10,800 levels, currently trading at 10,786.05. So yes, there is some caution that is being seen in the market as I speak. To sum things up, as major news outlets have reported, 5 out of 8 major exit polls claimed that the BJP will emerge as the single largest party, while 2 polls have predicted a Congress majority. Most of the exit polls claim a hung assembly, with the Janata Dal quickly turning into the object of the BJP's and Congress's affections. The last word on exit polls belonged to CM Siddaramaiah. He tweeted, and I quote, "Exit opinion polls are entertainment for the next 2 days. Relying on poll of polls is like a person who can't swim crossing a river on foot, relying on a statistician who told him the average depth of the river is 4 feet. Please note, average of 6 plus 4 plus 2 is 4. At 6 feet, you drown. So dear party workers, supporters and well-wishers, don't worry about exit polls. Relax and enjoy your weekend. We are coming back." Unquote. Essentially, worrying won't change the result, so relax and wait for the results on the 15th of May. And keep your sense of humour handy. There are few sights funnier than all-knowing media mavens coming face-to-face with their exit polls going wrong live on TV.
Story of the day. Karnataka elections. What do the exit polls say? A Money Control exclusive.
Thank you for joining us. This was our story of the day on the exit polls of the Karnataka Assembly elections. Stay with us on moneycontrol.com. We have the latest news and views and updates. And stay with us also to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.